Derailed, a fictional mystery, a No BS production. Hey there, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. As always, I have a few important notes before we continue with our story. Derailed is a fictional mystery series which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. Right, before we head back into the heart of the action, let me remind you of what's been happening in the story so far. Previously on Derailed, the entire town of Star River is left shaken up following the huge fire at Masari Cabin Rentals. Jace, along with the other guests at Masari, are shifted to vacation rental properties at Bend, courtesy of Arrived. At Bend, Jace struggles to come to terms with what's happened, especially after reading online that a body has been found at the cremated woodland area. Whew, yeah, that's pretty creepy stuff. So, the writer calls Jennifer, another guest he's recently connected with from Masari, in a panic. And while she tries to assure Jace that he's safe by highlighting the safety and security features of Link's automation, she immediately catches on to Jace's unstable emotional state. I mean, he's basically losing his shit at this point. Meanwhile, Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos are attempting to identify the cause of the fire and suspect that they have an arson and murder investigation on their hands. Detective Johnson becomes even more suspicious when he spots Jace back at Star River at Juicy Lucy's Donuts, as the writer has returned to town to collect a notebook that he'd forgotten there earlier. Here, Juicy Lucy lets slip that the body found in the woodland area may belong to a well-respected doctor named Lena Hadid. After a short social media detox, Jace continues to feel pressured by Nanai, who is becoming increasingly impatient for Jace's overdue manuscript. The writer's frustration is further fueled when he finds a leaflet advertising a Find a Therapist website that he suspects Juicy Lucy had slid into his notebook earlier. During his phone call with Nanai, Jace learns that the body found outside of Masari Cabin Rentals has officially been identified as Lena Hadid's, and that somebody had obviously wanted this doctor dead. Early August, 2023, Bend. Jace is sitting in front of his computer, reading aloud.
The room was about the size of a cardboard box. Its smell was unique, to say the least. An unusual blend of cardamom seeping from the kitchen next door, and bare feet sweat. A pashmina scarf would just about cover my unfashionable bangs, while I rocked back and forth learning about religion. Now and again, Miriam would slip candy into my hands as discreetly as possible, especially if it was rhubarb and custard flavored. She knew that was my favorite. I would never eat the candy right away. I would save it for later. I like to save things. My work enables me to do this. To some extent. When I save people's lives, their families hug me tight. They sob on my shoulders until a small patch on my shirt resembles a moonlit pool. And I tell them that they don't need to thank me. I'm just doing my job. As a physician, the best I can do is preserve a person's life for a limited amount of time. A life that is caged within their flesh and bones. But what really draws me in is the preservation and the immortality of one's soul. Because a soul is what lives on forever. I find this concept beautiful and also comforting, especially when I allow myself to think of Aaliyah. Back in that box-sized room, I would learn from Sister Shahida that after we die, our soul departs from our physical body and goes on to exist in a heavenly kingdom. But what if we still have matters to see to in this world, on planet Earth? What happens if our souls are unable to rest because they have been served an injustice in this temporary life? The immortality of our soul is inevitable, but does that mean that our pain has to be immortal too? Yeah.
Hey.
What are you doing?
I was reading an entry from Soul Confessions. It's Lena Hadid's blog. Man, she wrote beautifully.
Oh, okay. How did you know it even existed?
I thought I'd do some more reading about her in the morning, and this popped up. She blogged nearly every day. This last entry was only published 48 hours before.
Jace, what about your writing? Don't you think you're spending way too much time looking into this doctor's creepy murder investigation?
She wrote with such heart. Every word carries so much weight, you know? The depth, the subdued heartache, the whispered pain. I wonder who this Aaliyah person is. She's mentioned her a couple times in her entries. Do you think the detectives know about this blog?
The detectives are professionals. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Why don't you just leave it to them, okay? How's your manuscript coming along?
She writes about wanting to save things for as long as possible. I just don't get. Why would anybody want to hurt such a kind human being?
I have no idea. Maybe because the world is fucked up, Jace? Honestly, it's been a week and all you've done is talk about Lena Hadid, a person you never even heard of before. Don't you realize how weird that is? Look, I'm sorry all this has happened, especially where you were physically staying at the scene of the crime. I know it's a lot. But this is your sign to fix up. The cops are done speaking to you now, right? Why don't you just leave Bend and come and stay with me for a few days? We could watch old reruns of the Archies together. I miss those days. Back when you were more like you.
No, I like it here now. This rental has Link software equipped. I can keep a meticulous eye on whether anyone is accessing the property when I'm not here, in real time.
Jace, you're doing it again. Stop getting so paranoid.
No, it's useful. It's all on an app. It's super easy. I can even access home automations on this thing. So, like the thermostat, leak detection, smoke sensors, you know. It's all in my watchful control.
So you want to stay in Bend, miles away from the people who know you, so you can keep an eye on a fucking thermostat?
No, it's the control. I don't have control over everything. It just feels more secure here, okay? I need security right now.
What you need is medical care and the pills that you've been lying to me about taking every day. In what world is staying in Bend, cradling a fucking guest app on your phone going to solve your problems, Jace?
For once, can you just get off my fucking back?
Not until you admit that you need help. What? Do you think that it's obvious to me that you're latched onto this doctor's tragedy as a way to distract yourself from what's really going on in your life? You don't give a shit about Lena Hadid. You're just trying to make yourself feel less pathetic about not writing any words.
Stop.
About ruining your reputation?
Sophie.
About not even being able to get your shit together on a fucking train?
Fuck off, Sophie.
The same day, at Detective Johnson's home in Bend.
Need a hand?
Nope, kitten. I'm almost done. But you can get me a beer out of the fridge if you fancy making yourself useful.
You got it. You still on the non-alcoholic stuff?
Mm-hmm. I need to stick around for as long as possible for you and your sisters. Who else is going to keep you out of trouble?
Dad, don't embarrass me. Anyway, who's going to keep an eye on you? You look exhausted. Have you been sleeping?
I'm fine. It's just these back and forth trips to Star River. Late nights, early mornings. Ramos has been solid as a rock, but this case is bigger than him. I can't expect him to take all the heat. If I'm honest, sometimes this case feels bigger than all of us. Hey, come sit with me, kitten. It was good to actually have dinner with you tonight. I feel I never get to see you and your sisters.
Yeah, I guess we're all kind of busy these days, but Harper would have blown the roof off this place if she didn't make it to that concert tonight. And you know Charlotte's been looking forward to her sleepover for weeks.
Too right. We spent 3 hours at the mall last week looking for pajamas that passed as cool for a 12-year-old. She's becoming more and more of a diva by the second. My girls are growing up too fast. I'm so proud of you all.
Thanks, Dad. We know you are. You've been our rock since Mama died.
Always, kitten.
But Dad, what do you mean by this case is feeling bigger than you too? Is everything okay?
Well, we have a homicide investigation on our hands. And the victim was kind of a well-respected doctor. So young. So, it's far from okay, sweetheart. But it's not just that. I've seen countless heinous crimes unravel before my eyes over the years. And believe me, I've developed a stomach for it, as much as that disturbs me to admit.
So what is it?
Something just feels off. The crime feels meticulously organized, as though the culprit got some sort of sadistic pleasure out of it. Anyway, I shouldn't be sharing all the details with you. You're much too young.
I can handle it, Dad. I'm 19. With that poor doctor's family, her parents must be heartbroken. Losing your daughter like that?
I don't know what I'd do if it were one of my girls. God forbid.
Well, you don't have to worry. You've taught all three of us how to take care of ourselves and how to kick a person where it really hurts. Right. Are we going to carry on with this movie marathon or what?
I'll be right with you, kitten. I just need to make a quick phone call.
Okay. I'll keep the couch warm. Don't be long. And Dad?
Yes?
I love you.
I love you too, Grace.
Yes, D?
Ramos, what have I told you about calling me D?
Right. Sorry. What can I do for you? Wait, how was dinner with Grace?
Ramos, I want you to prioritize that follow-up with Lena Hadid's father as a matter of urgency.
We've been touching base with Dr. Hadid for the past 5 days. I think he's still in a bad...
We're investigating the untimely death of his daughter. It's alarming that he stayed so quiet. I mean, other men in his shoes would have been demanding answers right now. He might be a renowned surgeon, but he's still human. He's still a father. And I know a thing or two about that.
Right, D. You're right. I'll get on it straight away.
Good. I'll meet you just before noon tomorrow. What are you hiding, Dr. Hadid?
The next day, a busy restaurant in Bent.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, please. Can I please? It's the last time I ask you to pick our meeting spot. How in the world do you even... Ma'am, excuse me. Do you have any stevia?
She'll get it to you, D. Hey, try some of this cheese log. It's unbelievable.
You're going to send yourself into an early grave with the amount of crap you consume. Don't you dare get cheddar all over my diary.
So good. I'm telling you, I was getting so sick of Lucy's donuts. There's a sentence I thought I'd never say.
Well, tough luck, because I need to have another conversation with Miss Turner soon. There's nothing about Star River and its locals that she doesn't know. Maybe she'll have more than an insight to offer about Lena Hadid as well. Incredible how much you can learn from a customer's conversation as a coffee shop owner.
Or as a big-breasted blabbermouth.
So the Hadids. Miami?
Yep. They're staying at a very swanky vacation rental with Cassiola.
Right. But they spend a lot of time there, up in Aruba?
Well, they've been in Aruba for most of last year. And a good chunk of this year, too. Staying at a beautiful vacation rental there as well. With Cassiola again. They seem to like Cassiola a lot. You know, the brand, right? You know, with the pink trucks.
Yeah, they're great. I used them last year on our trip to Disney World. Well, Harper found them, actually, after seeing an article they wrote about Epcot online. We stayed at a gorgeous home with a private pool near all the main theme parks. That was a wonderful vacation. Mind you, one of the many times Harper's put her puppy dog eyes to good use.
Not just Harper. All three of them have got you wrapped around their little fingers.
That's what dads are for. Just you wait till you have kids of your own. Whereabouts in Miami are the Hadids staying?
Downtown, a luxury condo near Bayfront Park.
Right at the heart of all the restaurants and entertainment venues. That's interesting.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect that from two do-good doctors, would you? But they've been there a while. And apparently, Miss Hadid goes for a run across Bayfront Park every morning. Other than that, she's inconsolable.
Well, she would be. Confirm the address of that Cassiola vacation rental. Ramos, we're going to Miami.
Still at his arrived rental in Bend, Jace has just made a phone call.
Hi. Am I speaking to Ms. Astrid?
Guilty.
I don't even know why I'm calling, actually.
While this number is listed as a point of contact for professional therapy, so I expect you'd like to find out more about that?
I guess. I don't know. I'm new to this. I don't even know if I need therapy.
What's your name?
Jace. Jace Nolan.
Well, between you and I, Jace, I think every soul on this earth could do with a little therapy. The earth would certainly be a kinder place. It's okay to feel nervous. Most people don't know what to say when they contact me for the first time. You don't always have to find the right words, Jace.
I didn't know which therapist to contact from the leaflet, but I like your name.
Thank you. That's very kind.
So, how do I go about getting started with you? Is there, like, a questionnaire or a test or something?
Oh, I'm not quite that strict. I prefer to have a good insight into the people I'm working with. It's important to me that I understand exactly what my clients need. So, in the first instance, it would be better to meet, ideally in person.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hate how everything is so digital these days. Okay, cool. So, where are you based?
Miami is my home of choice at the moment. A deceptively spacious studio with views of Biscayne Bay. My clients say it brings them serenity.
Oh, Miami? I'm in Bend, Oregon, and my hometown's Seattle.
Ah, that's okay. When the stars don't align, there's always a good reason for it.
Can we not try out a virtual intro, like FaceTime or something, just to see how it goes?
I know it seems as though I'm being unaccommodating, but I take my duty of care seriously and compassionately. I'm afraid that means no shortcuts. Is that all right, Jace?
Yeah, sure, I understand. Thanks for being honest with me anyways. I appreciate it.
You have a good day, and thank you for getting in touch. I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for soon.
I kind of feel for Jace. I really do. Derailed is a No BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali, and written and directed by Neely Khan. Derailed would like to thank starring role sponsor, the brilliant Cassiola, along with Link Smart Home Technology. Show these brands some love by following the sponsor links in this episode's show notes, as Derailed would not have been possible without them. So, I'll catch you again for episode 4 next week, but I've been told that we'll need to buckle up for what's coming. Gosh, I've got goosebumps already.